Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Sitting with my mom at the nursing home, I needed to get some information from her, what they were doing, how they were treating her, those kind of things. I couldn't get it from her. I had to go around her sometimes to other people who were a little bit more cognizant of what was going on. She had a couple of friends in the nursing home that were kind of watching out for her who were still able to think pretty clearly. But even then, you had to be careful because sometimes they would give you misinformation as well. So I found that I couldn't always rely on what she was saying. She would say things about other people that had hurt her. She was complaining about some guy that was sneaking into her room at night. I knew that wasn't happening, but I would listen to those stories, and I would go to somebody. I'd go to the nurses. I'd go to other people there at the facility and say, okay, you know, tell me about this. Tell me about that. One time, my mom got really upset because her roommate, they had roommates in the situation where she was. She got upset, and the nurse said to me, we have a real crisis. I said, what's wrong? She said, well, your mom is mad at Nellie because she's not paying her rent. And I said, what are we going to do? She says, it's okay. She said, I gave your mom an IOU from Nellie, and now everybody's fine. So you just kind of roll with it, you know.
Sure. You know, I'm sure you maybe had a time or two when there was a why question, and maybe your mom went through that as well. Talk a little bit about maybe just sort of making a spiritual life a priority for our parents during this season of life.
Boy, Neil, that is a... that to me was one of the most sensitive areas. There were times when I would leave my mom, and I would just... honestly, I would just cry out to God, and there were times when I would literally cry and say, God, why? Why? Not why did this happen, but why is she still here? She's a godly woman. She's believed in Jesus all of her life. She's ready to go to heaven at any moment. Why is she still here? And then I began to change my prayer from why is she still here to God, what do you want me to learn from this? And that was a major transition for me, that what do you want me to learn from this, Lord, was a big deal. And I discovered that two things I think were important. Number one, that her faith was real. And number two, that my faith was real, that the Lord never leaves us or forsakes us. It sure felt like that at times, but he didn't. And even as I said, you know, right down to the very last day that my mom was alive, one of those old Bill Gaither videos came on a TV there, and she was almost incoherent, but they began singing the song Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And my mom in her hospital bed there joined right in singing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And man, I mean, that was one of the last things I remember my mom ever singing or saying or anything else. Sweet, Sweet Spirit. She was ready to go. And I'm reminded of that. One of her slogans was never better. And in some of the last stages of her dementia, they had to literally amputate a couple of her toes, and that was awful. But no matter what, people would say, Minnie, how are you doing? And she'd say, never better. And I can see my mom in heaven today, Neil. And if somebody would ask her, how are you doing, Minnie? She'd say, never better. Yeah. And man, that's good enough for me.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.